رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam The peace of our hearts and minds The seal of prophethood Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when Thursday arrives, Allah Azza wa Jal sends angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite salawat on me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday, meaning the night between Thursday and Friday. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani channel, before commencing today's silsila, let us make some good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, that actions are judged according to the intention. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, the more good intentions that one makes is the more rewards and blessings one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So as many good intentions that one can make, one must always make good intentions. So inshallah, let us make the good intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and listen to this silsila from the beginning to the end. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and watch this silsila only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And also let us make the good intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whatever I learn, I will practice upon it and I will teach it to the others as well. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, so whatever you learn today, make the intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will teach it to the others. And let us make the good intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whenever the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has been mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever the name of a blessed Aqa, whenever the name of the peace unto our heart has been mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, I welcome you all into today's silsila. And alhamdulillah, today we are commencing a new episode that is called The Pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Each and every Muslim must live their lives for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Every act, every practice of a Muslim should be done only and only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. All our actions should be done to please the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Even now that you are sitting at home and watching this silsila, or wherever you may be sitting watching this silsila, you should watch this silsila for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. For you are going to learn knowledge of the deen. So seeking of the knowledge of the deen should also be done only and only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. All our actions, our salah, when we stand up to perform salah, our salah should be to please our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal. Our salah should be performed for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our fasting during the month of Ramadan should be only and only to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Those to give out charity, zakat, all our charities, all our zakat should be distributed for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and nothing else. A true Muslim, a true mu'min, a true believer is he who practices his religion, who obeys the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal only and only to please the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So is obedience towards the parents. Your obedience towards your parents, your obedience towards your mother, your obedience towards your father should only and only be for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And alhamdulillah, today, silsila, we are going to discuss the topic obedience towards the parents. And alhamdulillah, obedience towards the parents as well is an act that should be done only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And alhamdulillah, the religion of Islam puts great emphasis on the importance of obedience towards the parents. And even the previous Anbiya alayhim salam, the previous prophets that were sent by the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to preach the truthful message, to preach the message of Haqq, they also emphasized on the importance of obedience towards the parents. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Quran Majid that we took a promise from Bani Israel, لا تعبدون إلا الله, that they will not worship anyone besides Allah Azza wa Jal. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and be good towards your parents. Subhanallah. See, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his oneness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions being good towards the parents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at another place in the Quran Majid says, I order you أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, that you should not worship anyone besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an order, that the first order, the first command is that you should not worship anyone besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders about Tawheed. Allah Azza wa Jalla orders about the importance of His oneness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders about the importance of worshipping only and only one Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Majid, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, Allah is one. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this verse of the Quran Majid by giving the first order. And the first order is that worship only one Allah Azza wa Jal. And the next command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and be good towards your parents. Subhanallah. Imagine, after Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the importance of His oneness, the secondary thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is that be good towards your parents. Subhanallah. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the importance of being good towards the parents to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it immediately after His oneness. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have to worship me only. And after you have worshipped me only, also be good towards your parents. And dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, today in communities and societies that we live in, there are even places that have been opened that are referred to as old age homes, whereby when the parents get old, the children take their parents and leave them at these places. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Dear listeners and viewers of Qatari Channel, life is like a circle. You know, in Urdu they say, Jaise karni, vaise bharni. Kama tadinu tudan. As you do, the same shall be done to you. So this is the reality of life. That the treatment that you give to your parents, your children will give you the same treatment. The manner in which you act towards your parents, the same treatment your children will give to you. Kama tadinu tudan, as you do, the same shall be done to you. And as they say that, as you sow, so shall you reap. Subhanallah. So dear listeners and viewers of Qadani Channel, when you were small and you could not walk, your mother was there holding your hands. When you were sick in the night and you could not sleep, your mother was there. She spent the nights awake, taking care of you. And now when your parents reach an age whereby they can no longer do things for themselves, like the same manner in which you were small and unable to do things for yourself, and your mother was there serving you, your mother was there doing your khidmat, when she reaches an age whereby she can no longer do things for herself, it is only right that you be there for her. It is only right that you be there for your parents to serve them and make khidmat for them and to obey them and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid that do not even say the word uff to your parents. Allahu Akbar. And when you talk to them in good words. Talk to them with good akhlaq. Talk to them with good adab. These are the teachings of the deen of Islam. It is narrated that during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a person by the name of Uwais Qarni. قَدْ أَرَادَ أُوَيْسْ قَرَنِي أَنْ يُحَاجِرَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Sayyidina Uwais Qarni, he wanted to make hijrat in order to come and meet the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم وَيَتَشَرَّفَ بِلِقَائِهِ Sayyidina Uwais Qarni, he also wanted to have the honor of being able to meet the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم Uwais Qarni also wanted to have the honor of making ziyarah of the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Uwais al-Qarni also wanted to have the honor of being in the blessed company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walakinahu lam yastati' li-ishtighalihi bi-khidmati ummihi. But Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarni was never able to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why and why? Because Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarni was occupied in serving his mother. Allahu Akbar. Imagine Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarni, he had the tamanna, he had the irada, he had the wish of meeting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was never able to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why and why? Because he was occupied in the khidmat of his mother. It is narrated that وَكَانَ كُلَّمَا عَرَادَ الْخُرُوجِ بَكَدْ وَحَزِنَدْ Every time that Uwais al-Qarni wanted to leave and make hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara, every time that he wanted to leave the village, every time that he wanted to leave his house, his mother would start crying. The mother of Uwais al-Qarni would start crying. The mother of Uwais al-Qarni would become sad. So Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarni obeyed his mother for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarni, he made khidmat of his mother. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Uwais al-Qarni, who was a true lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Uwais al-Qarni, who truly loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his only wish and desire was indeed to make ziyarah of the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The wish and desire of Uwais al-Qarni was to be in the blessed company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Uwais al-Qarni did not want to break the heart of his mother. Uwais al-Qarni wanted to please his mother. Uwais al-Qarni wanted to obey his mother. And Uwais al-Qarni served his mother. And Allah Azza wa Jal elevated his status. So when you serve your parents, Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate your status. When you serve and obey your parents, Allah Azza wa Jal will raise your ranks in the eyes of society. When you serve and obey your parents, you will see the barakah in your life. When you serve and obey your parents, you will see the barakah and the blessings of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. You will see doors opening for you. You will see that even the impossible, Allah Azza wa Jal will make it possible for you. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who live their lives in order to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who live their lives pleasing their parents for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who live their lives obeying their parents for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.